Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Ramachandra Puri, Episode 25, Part 3, How Lord Chaitanya Dealt with Ramachandra Puri. Thus, Ramachandra Puri stayed at Jagannath Puri, and as is customary for those in the renounced order, Ramachandra Puri would sometimes stay someplace and then go away. There was no certainty of where Ramachandra Puri would take his meal, for he would do so even uninvited. Nevertheless, Ramachandra Puri was very particular about keeping accounts of how others were taking their meals. To invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would cost 320 gaudis or small conchels. This would provide lunch for three people, including Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sometimes Kashiswar and Govinda. Every day, Lord Chaitanya would take his meal at a different place, and if someone was prepared to pay for the meal, the price was fixed at only 4 pannas. Ramachandra Puri concerned himself with gathering all sorts of information about how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was situated, including Lord Chaitanya's regulative principles, Lord Chaitanya's lunch, Lord Chaitanya's sleep, and Lord Chaitanya's movements. But because Ramachandra Puri was interested only in finding faults, he could not understand the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramachandra's only concern was finding faults, and still Ramachandra could not find any. But now, at last, Ramachandra Puri found a fault. How can a person in the renounced order eat so many sweetmeats? If one eats sweets, controlling the senses is very difficult. In this way, Ramachandra Puri blasphemed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before everyone. But nevertheless, Ramachandra would regularly come to see Lord Chaitanya every day. And when they would meet, Lord Chaitanya would offer Ramachandra Puri respectful obeisances, considering Ramachandra Puri a godbrother of his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. However, Ramachandra Puri's business was only to search for faults in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya knew that Ramachandra Puri was criticizing him before everyone, but whenever Ramachandra would come to see him, Lord Chaitanya offered respects to Ramachandra Puri with great attention. One day, Ramachandra Puri came in the morning to the abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but seeing many ants, Ramachandra said something just to criticize Lord Chaitanya. "Last night there was sugar candy here, and therefore there are ants wandering about. Alas, this renounced sannyasi is attached to such sense gratification." And after speaking in this way, Ramachandra Puri got up and left. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had heard rumors about Ramachandra Puri's blasphemy. Now, Lord Chaitanya directly heard Ramachandra Puri's fanciful accusations. "Ants generally crawl about here, there, and everywhere. But Ramachandra Puri, imagining faults, criticized Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, alleging that there had been sweetmeats in Lord Chaitanya's room. So after hearing this criticism, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became doubtful and apprehensive. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya called his servant Govinda instructing him as follows. From today on, it will be the rule that I shall accept only 1/4 of a pot of Lord Jagannath's prasadam and 5 gandas worth of vegetables. And if you bring any more than this, then you will not see me here any longer. Govinda relayed this message to all the devotees, and when they heard it, they felt as if their heads had been struck by thunderbolts. All the devotees condemned Ramachandra Puri. This sinful man has come here and taken our lives. That day, a Brahmana extended an invitation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Govinda accepted only 5 gandas worth of vegetables and 1/4 of a pot of rice, the Brahmana, in great despair, struck his head with his hand, crying out,
"Alas! Alas!"
But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate only half of the rice and vegetables, and whatever remained was taken by his servant Govinda. Thus, both Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Govinda ate only half the food they needed. And because of this, all the other devotees gave up their eating. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Govinda and Kashiswar, "You may both take alms elsewhere to fill your bellies." In this way, some days passed in great unhappiness. Hearing all of this, Ramachandra Puri went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya offered obeisances to Ramachandra Puri, worshipping his feet. Then Ramachandra Puri smiled and spoke to Lord Chaitanya,
"It is not the business of a sannyasi to gratify his senses. A sannyasi should fill his belly some way or other. Now I have heard that you have cut your eating in half. Indeed, I see that you are skinny, but such dry renunciation is also not the religion of a sannyasi. For a sannyasi eats as much as necessary just to maintain his body, but does not enjoy satisfying his senses materially. Thus, the sannyasi becomes perfect in his spiritual advancement in knowledge. Nati ashnato api yoga asti, nachaikantam anashnataha, nachati swapna shilasya, jagrato naiva charjuna, yuktahara viharasya, yuktachesta shakarmasu, yuktaswapnava bodhasya, yogo bhavati dukaha. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "My dear Arjuna, one cannot perform mystic yoga if one eats more than necessary or needlessly fast, or if one sleeps and dreams too much or does not sleep enough. So one should eat and enjoy one's senses as much as necessary, and one should properly endeavor to execute one's prescribed duties. One should regulate sleep and wakefulness. In this way, one can become freed from all material pangs by executing mystic yoga." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then humbly submitted, "My dear Ramachandra Puri, I am just like an ignorant boy and am like your disciple. So it is my great fortune that you are instructing me." Upon hearing this, Ramachandra Puri got up and left. Ramachandra Puri also heard from various sources that all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were now eating half as much as usual. The next day, Paramananda Puri and other devotees approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great humility and submission. My dear Lord, my godbrother Ramachandra Puri is by nature a bad critic. If you give up eating because of his words, what will be the profit? It is the nature of Ramachandra Puri that first he lets one eat as much as desired, but if one does not eat more than necessary, then, with great attention, Ramachandra Puri makes one eat more. In this way, Ramachandra Puri induces one to eat more than necessary, and then Ramachandra Puri directly criticizes by saying, "You eat so much. How much money do you have in your treasury?" By inducing sannyasis to eat so much, you spoil their religious principles. I can therefore understand you have no advancement in spiritual life. And so, my dear Lord, it is Ramachandra Puri's business to inquire always about how others are eating and conducting their daily affairs. The two kinds of activities rejected in the revealed scriptures constitute Ramachandra Puri's daily affairs. Paraswabhava karmani na prashangsein agarhayet vishvam ekatmakam pashyan prakritya purushena cha. One should see that because of the meeting of material nature and the living entity, the universe is thus acting uniformly. Therefore, one should neither praise nor criticize the characteristics or activities of others. Of these two rules, Ramachandra Puri obeys the first by abandoning praise. But although Ramachandra Puri knows that the second is more prominent, Ramachandra Puri neglects it by criticizing others. Purava Parayor Madhye Paravidhir Bulavan. Between the former rule and the latter rule, the latter is more important. Even when there are hundreds of good qualities, a critic does not consider them. Rather, the critic attempts by some trick to point out a fault in those attributes. One should not, therefore, follow the principles of Ramachandra Puri. But nevertheless, I have to say something against him because this critic, Ramachandra Puri, is making our hearts unhappy. Oh my Lord, why have you given up proper eating due to the criticism of Ramachandra Puri? Please accept invitations as before. This is the request of all of us. My dear Paramananda Puri, why are all of you angry at Ramachandra Puri? He is only expounding the natural principles of sannyas life. So why are you accusing him? For a sannyasi to indulge in satisfying his tongue is a great offense. The duty of a sannyasi is to eat only as much as needed to keep body and soul together. And when all the devotees requested very fervently that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take a full meal, Lord Chaitanya still would not do so. Instead, Lord Chaitanya responded to their request by accepting half as much as usual. The cost for the food needed to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fixed at 2 pannas of cowries, or 160 conchels, and that food would be taken by 2 men and sometimes 3. When Lord Chaitanya was invited by a Brahmana, at whose home an invitation could not be accepted, that Brahmana would then pay 2 pannas of conchals to purchase the prasadam. And when a Brahmana invited Lord Chaitanya, at whose home the invitation could be accepted, that Brahmana would purchase part of the prasadam and cook the rest at home. But even on a day when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was invited to dine by others, if Gadadhar Pandit Bhagavan Acharya or Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya invited him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no independence. Lord Chaitanya would accept their invitations as they desired. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually descended just to give happiness to his devotees. Thus, Lord Chaitanya behaved in whatever way fit the time and circumstances. Because of his full independence, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes behaved like a common man and sometimes manifest his godly opulence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes accepted Ramachandra Puri as his master, considering himself his servant. And sometimes, Lord Chaitanya, not caring for Ramachandra Puri, would see him as being just like a straw. Nevertheless, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu behaved exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, beyond the restriction of anyone's intelligence. Lord Chaitanya did whatever he liked, but all of Lord Chaitanya's activities were very beautiful. And thus, Ramachandra Puri stayed for some days at Neelachala Jagannath Puri. Then, Ramachandra Puri left to visit various holy places of pilgrimage. The devotees considered Ramachandra Puri to be like a great burden on their heads. So when Ramachandra Puri left Jagannath Puri, everyone felt extremely happy, as if a great stone burden had suddenly fallen from their heads to the ground. After Ramachandra Puri's departure, everything was happy once again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted invitations as usual and led congregational chanting and dancing. Everyone else also accepted prasadam without hindrances. The lesson to be learned from this incident is that if one spiritual master rejects the disciple becomes so fallen that, like Ramachandra Puri, one commits offenses even to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not consider the offenses of Ramachandra Puri, for Lord Chaitanya considered Ramachandra Puri his spiritual master. However, Ramachandra Puri's character instructed everyone about the result of offending the spiritual master. The character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is full of nectar, and hearing about it is pleasing to the ear and mind. And so, I write about the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O readers, O listeners, please hear with attention, for thus you will easily receive ecstatic love for the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Recorded March 6 and 7, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gopinath, Gopinath, Tumi to Pandita Vara, Mudhera Mangala, Tumi Anveshipe, Edasena Bhavopara, Gopinath, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Gopinath, indeed you are the wisest person. So please look for a way to bring about auspiciousness for this fool. And please do not consider this servant as an outsider. Well, since I've been in Maya, my heart is never satisfied. She promises the world, but all I ever do is cry. So Krishna, I am on my knees, and I'm begging with you if you please. You've got to help me, Krishna. Help me get her out of my heart. You got to help me, Krishna. Help me get her out of my heart. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Help me get her out of my heart. Help me get her out of my heart. Help me get her out of my heart. Help me get her out of my heart.